Larger Than Life by Kay Hooper. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell.
Prologue. She adjusted the straps of the backpack absently and stared at the glass doors leading into the terminal. For a fleeting moment, she wanted badly to take a ship instead of a plane, but stoically she controlled her fear. Squaring her shoulders, she walked forward. Just inside the terminal was a tall man. He detached himself from the crowd he blended with so well and fell quietly and smoothly into step beside her. "Matt wants to see you." She smiled wryly to herself as she halted and stood scanning the arrival and departure monitors. "I want to see him, too." "The jet's this way." They walked side by side through the busy terminal. A small, slight young woman dressed in faded jeans and a work shirt, and a tall but otherwise undistinguished-looking middle-aged man who was dressed casually but with an indefinable air of affluence. "You're looking well, Alex," she said.
"So are you."
If there was any censure in his calm, level voice, only the girl's sharp and experienced ears could have detected it. And she did detect it, for she grimaced faintly. She said nothing as they left the building and crossed the tarmac toward a gleaming Learjet. Then, suddenly, she said, "The credit card in Whanganui." Her companion had no apparent difficulty in deciphering this cryptic statement.
"You purchased some clothing and a backpack, and told the shopkeeper you were heading for Auckland. We've been here for 3 weeks."
She nodded slightly. "A mistake on my part, but I didn't have any cash.
Fortunately for Matt."
She made no answer to that, but climbed aboard the jet. She nodded to the pilot and co-pilot, both familiar faces.